Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas to you all. Now, this morning, I want to start with a very simple game that I'm sure all of you know. It's Simon Says. All right? So, Simon Says, touch your nose. Good. All right. Simon Says, touch your right ear. Touch your left ear. Ah. Didn't say Simon Says. All right. Now, in anticipation of your Christmas lunch, I want you to rub your stomach and pat your head. Right? Good. Now, Simon says, because it's Christmas, sing to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You didn't know what to sing, did you? All right. All right, then. Well, why do we do that? Well, because, you see, Psalm 96 starts with, sing to the Lord, a new song. So you had to sing a new song, all right? And at the moment, over the last several weeks in Rangeville, we've been looking at the book of Psalms. Today is Psalm 96. And the word Psalms means songs, and so it's really called the book of songs. And the concept of singing is spoken about many, many times. In fact, over 65 times in the book of Psalms where it's a directive. It's like a commandment. It's like a Simon says, sing. And so it's a directive that we should sing. And so Christmas is a time when people like to sing. We've just been singing some beautiful carols. That very first Christmas was a time when the shepherds were out in the fields. They were ordinary folk doing their night's work when suddenly they heard singing. They heard angels and saw angels in the sky that were singing. And we read about this in Luke chapter 2. And it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now, Psalm 96 that Rod just read to us doesn't exactly prophesy or predict the birth of Christ, but there are incredible parallels that sit between that psalm and this passage that we just heard from Luke chapter 2. What do we know about Psalm 96? Well, it's actually found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, where it's almost word for word. And in 1 Chronicles 16, it's the story of King David bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. He's bringing the Ark of the Covenant, which represents God's presence, coming into Jerusalem, into the midst of the people, so that it's like it's enthroning God, that he would reign and rule over the nation of Israel. Now, if we fast forward 1,000 years to the very first Christmas, we see that now God has come from heaven to earth to reign and rule and be amongst his people. But he's come in the form of a baby. Baby that we call Emmanuel, God with us. God had come to be with his people. And it says the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds. And we see the angel speaking. And the angel says, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And so we see in Psalm 96, this verse 2, speaking of the same. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. The word proclaim, where it talks about proclaim his salvation, to proclaim is to bring good news. It's to declare good news to those around about them. And so here we see the angel is proclaiming the good news that Jesus, the Son of God, has come to earth. It's good news that God chose not to let sin run rampant over creation without check. Rather, he chose to intervene personally. He chose that he would descend from heaven to earth to descend into the mess of humanity and the mess that that humanity has made of creation. And he would provide solution, the only solution that was available to address the consequences of sin. God would come and live among his people and live without sin. and die as a sacrifice in the place of sinful humanity. See, that's why Psalm 92 says to proclaim his salvation. Jesus came as a saviour. That's what the angel said. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. Jesus came as our saviour to deal with the consequences of our sin. Jesus saved us by dying on the cross in our place, dealing with sin once and for all. And yet, the truth is, we experience his grace every day. Every single day we make mistakes. Every single day we do things that we wish we didn't. And every day we experience salvation when we go again and receive forgiveness and realize that he saves us. He saves us from the consequences of our sin. And that's why Psalm 96 calls us to rejoice. To rejoice and to sing to the Lord, to praise his name, to proclaim his salvation day after day. See, this is what the angel said when he says, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. In Psalm 96, again, it picks up on this concept of joy. We see there it says, let the heavens rejoice. Let all the earth be glad. Let the seas resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. See, it's not just us who celebrate when Jesus comes. The reality is that all of creation, the heavens, the earth, the sea, everything that is in it rejoices because he comes. See, the angel said, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. All people. See, that's what Psalm 96 is saying. That there is good news for all the earth. There is good news for all the people. It's what God had always planned. If we go right back to where God was having a conversation with Abraham, he says, Abraham, through you, I will bring a blessing to all peoples, to all nations. And then through Abraham came the nation of Israel, and over the nation of Israel we saw King David, who we just talked about a moment ago. And then through King David came Jesus Christ. And so that's why the angels are declaring that is in the town of David, because Christ came through the line of David. In the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Which again, Psalm 96 is saying to us, we ascribe to the Lord. We ascribe to the Lord. We ascribe to the Lord. The Lord reigns. He is our Lord. Jesus came as Lord. And it says the glory of the Lord shone around about the angels, and the angels sang of the glory of the Lord. In Luke 2:14, we read the glory of God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. And again we see in Psalm 96 is drawing out of ascribing to the Lord glory. Glory and strength. Glory due his name. You see, Jesus didn't just come for one nation. He came for families of nations. He came for all people, for all nations. See, the Magi understood that. The Magi understood that when they saw the Christ star in the sky, they realized a king had been born. They came from the east that they would seek to find him. And it says that on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. What were they doing? They were fulfilling the words of Psalm 96 that we've been looking at this morning. When it says, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. We see that wise men from other nations other than Israel came. They came into the presence of the one who they knew had been born as king. They brought an offering, a tribute, worthy of a king. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. So again we see the fulfillment of Psalm 96 in the birth of Jesus Christ. God came from heaven to earth for all people. And as the angel said, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Our response to this should be to sing. To sing and declare his glory among the nations. We sing to the Lord a new song. We sing to the Lord all the earth. We sing to the Lord and praise his name. We proclaim his salvation day after day. We declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. And so again, as we said earlier, that when it starts off, sing to the Lord, it's like a Simon says to sing. And you didn't know what to sing before, did you? But this time I'm going to help you. This time I'm going to give you the words to sing. And so we're going to sing a song now. Those in Nitro and Cubby will know this song, although I've varied the words a little. Now, this is an interactive song. You get to participate. Not only do you get to sing, you get to stand and sit. And so those of you who are on this side, you're going to be singing the words in green, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And those of you on this side, you're going to, the original song says, praise ye the Lord, but this psalm talks about singing to the Lord, so we're going to use those words. So we're going to sing to the Lord. Now, if you're standing, if you're singing, that means you've got to be standing. If you're not singing, you've got to be seated. So you're going to be sitting and standing, all right? Okay, so are you keen to give this a go? If you're up to it, have a go. If you're worried that in a short while you're going to be eating lots of Christmas lunch and you want to burn your calories now, here's your chance, all right? So we're going to start here with this group here. Are we ready? Go. Hallelujah, 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 sing to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, hallelujah. Sing to the Lord, hallelujah. Sing to the Lord, hallelujah. Sing to the Lord. Well done. Do you want to do it really fast now? No. All right. All right. Well done. You see, we knew what to do. And we could respond, we could sing to the Lord. So why do we sing to the Lord? Well, what Psalm 96 tells us, we sing to the Lord for, the reason is, for great is the Lord. And most worthy of praise. That's what you're doing. As you were singing, as you were standing, you were declaring his greatness. You were declaring that he's worthy of praise. Declaring that he's feared above all gods. You see, we choose to worship him. We choose to ascribe to him. The word ascribe actually means to worship to the exclusion of every other thing that might be worshipped. It means that we choose to worship God exclusively. So when we ascribe to the Lord, we're saying, God, we choose to worship only you. So we ascribe to the Lord, all your families and nations, all peoples across the earth. We ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. We ascribe to the Lord glory due his name. We bring an offering and come to his courts as the wise men did. We worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. We tremble before him, all the earth, because he's so great in his might and his power and his majesty. And so therefore we declare, we say among the nations, the Lord reigns. See, Jesus came to reign as king. That's what the Magi knew. The Magi saw a star in the sky and they came from the east saying, where's the king? We want to worship him. See, Jesus was born as king. He was born to bring the kingdom of God here on earth. The kingdom of God was released to restore humanity back to the way God had always intended it to be. To restore creation back to the way God intended it to be. To restore humanity back into relationship with God the Father. And we see this in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Not only did he teach it through his words, not only did he proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God was near, he did it through his actions. That when he walked out among the people and he declared healing, he said to the blind, see, and they saw. He spoke to the deaf and they heard. The lame and they walked. The hungry were fed. the dead were raised. What was he doing? He was revealing the kingdom of God. He was restoring life back to the way God intended it to be. But not only was he changing people physically, Jesus was undoing the evil and the unjust ways in society. And that's what Psalm 96 picks up on. Psalm 96 in verse 10 says, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns." In other words, that he is king. "The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity." See, whenever we hear the word judge, we think of punishment. We think of a judge sitting there and making a judgment that results in punishment for someone. But in this context, to talk about judging the peoples with equity, it is about restoring justice. It's about bringing fairness, equity back into the world. So when Jesus will judge with equity, it's saying that he will judge to make things fair and right once again. See, in verse 13, it says, "Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness." In other words, Jesus came as the Messiah to restore righteousness and justice into our world. See, that's what the kingdom of God is meant to look like. When people can live lives in a place of righteousness, where they can live lives with justice, it makes their lives better. See, this is why Christmas is a time of joy, because it celebrates Jesus Christ when he came to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, to restore justice and peace. And the reality is that we are not seeing justice and peace throughout the world. There are hot spots and places in this world where there is injustice, where there is an absence of peace. And even in your own local setting, in your own lives, there are times and places where you do not feel that you are seeing evidence of justice or peace. But when people are living as Christ has called them to live, when society comes to the way of Christ, there will be greater joy, there will be peace, and there will be justice in those places. And when we can live with expressing that joy and that peace, and when we can treat others justly, there's evidence of the kingdom of God being released. See, Psalm 96 calls us to worship God. Because when we worship him with every area of our lives, not just in song, but with every area of our lives, we see his love, his joy, his peace being released wherever his people are. And that makes the world better wherever you are. And that draws people that they too will come to know Jesus and love him more. See, Psalm 96 talks of a time when all of heaven, all of earth and all of the seas will worship, will rejoice in God. See, Christmas is a time where we get a glimpse of that joy that is available when we see the kingdom of God being released. And so it's my prayer that today you will experience that joy that is available to us. Because Jesus came, because Jesus reigns. It's my prayer that today you'll know his joy and his peace and be people who act justly wherever God has placed you. Because when you live like that, you are releasing the kingdom of God wherever you are. Earlier I mentioned that Psalm 96 is not only found in the book of Psalms, it's also found in 1 Chronicles 16, which describes a time when the Ark of the Covenant was coming into Jerusalem, the presence of God was coming into Jerusalem. And it says then that the people were worshipping with great joy. They were singing and they were dancing, just like you were earlier, singing and standing and engaging in worship. And I love the last verse in 1 Chronicles 16. Having spent the day celebrating that God was in their midst and having spent the day in worship, it then says in the final verse, "Then all the people left, each for their own home, and David returned home to bless his family." And so now, as you go to homes, I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless every family that's here and online. that you might experience more of God's love, more of his joy and more of his peace that he gives to you, that you may know his justice in your lives and release it to those around about you. And so with that, be blessed and have a wonderful Christmas day. God bless. Love you all. Thanks, everyone.